This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Hi.
Hello, line two. Tell us, who's not going to be invited back to Thanksgiving next year?
Actually, the sad part is that he is. Would you believe we had to deal with an argument that lasted 17 hours?
You had a 17-hour argument at Thanksgiving?
Uh-huh. So at 6 in the morning, everybody went to bed at 5. My mother and her boyfriend are still cooking in the kitchen, and they say, hey, go wake up your girlfriend, AJ. And AJ's like, no, I'm not going to wake her up. I got this. Just tell me what to do. And then Brian, just the boyfriend, he starts with opening up cabinets, looking through things, and we're like, why are you doing that? And he's like, I'm looking for the ducks I give. And it just kind of snowballed.
Oh, my. Like, I don't give a duck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then, wow. He starts screaming at her. She starts screaming at him. And then they're just arguing back and forth for hours to the point she's crying. He's just livid.
Well, did you have a meal in the
meantime? Yeah, did anybody stop and eat? Yeah.
At least we had the meal cooked, but nobody got up to eat it.
Well, the great thing is that tears are salty. And so that's always good on the turkey. God bless. When people are crying on a holiday, this is just not good.
Oh, no, it gets worse. So he's chasing her around the house. I mean, room to room. She hides in my room. She hides in my little brother's room.
And he's the boyfriend?
Yes.
So shouldn't somebody be showing his ass the door?
Oh, actually.
or is this not his fault? Yeah.
So my brother eventually squares up and says, hey, look, you're not going to do this to my mom. You have 2 minutes to go upstairs, cool down, leave my mom alone, or we're calling the cops.
Oh, tell me.
And the cops are called. Thank you, Suffolk PD. They come to the house.
Oh!
My brother is an EMT, and he's like, yeah, this is what happened. This is what's going on. Tell him to chill.
Yeah.
He has to call you back. Somebody's getting arrested.
Because
he's trying to square up with people. He's getting in people's faces, and he's completely calm when the cop's there. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
And the moment the cop leaves, he is livid again, screaming at my little brother, like, you called the cops! What did the cops do, huh? Nothing! What are you going to do? And then my little brother's just like...
Oh, my God!
My little brother's like, no, I don't have to deal with this. In fact, I have a whole other Thanksgiving I'm going to.
Right.
And he leaves, and he goes to Thanksgiving with his girlfriend, leaving me and my poor boyfriend to deal with.
You guys are stuck. Oh, my God. When the cops come to your Thanksgiving. Yeah, then what happened?
And then she eventually hides in a trunk for 3 hours.
She hides where?
In a car trunk.
In a car trunk to get away from her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Wow.
We lied to him and said that she was at a hotel, and then he was living for that. And eventually, we waited for him to leave to go look for her at said hotel that we said she was staying at.
But he didn't drive the car she was in the trunk of, I hope.
No, he took his. She was driving mine.
Wow, this is crazy.
I know, and it just keeps getting better.
It sounds like the boyfriend's kind of a yin.
Huh?
It sounds like the boyfriend's a bit of a problem here.
Yeah, but everybody's stupid when they're drunk. Can we notice a pattern?
There you go. Yeah.
And then we get her out of the trunk, and we take her upstairs and put her in my room and let her just kind of camp out there. But, of course, eventually he finds out where she's at, and it just starts up again. And then the screaming and arguing continues all the way until 2 in the morning.
Lord, until they finally pass out?
Yep, pretty much.
Man. This is just an all day thing. So, are there apologies the next day?
2 days later.
Really?
So 2 days later.
The cooling down period was pretty profound.
Uh huh.
And long reaching. Wow. All right. So let me just recap. Boyfriend is arguing with your mom from room to room to room. She's in tears. It's Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. They've been up all night cooking. Cops come and go. Mom hides in a car trunk to get away from this guy. And then, and somehow or another, things are okay 2 days later.
I don't know how.
How does that happen? No. No. They can't be okay. That's messed up. Yeah. Wow. I if I had a prize to give you, you'd win it. I'm telling you. But holy crap. You're like the first phone call or the second phone call, whatever it was. Yeah. Hey, listen, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Keep those cops on speed dial.
Yeah.